where you sleep on.
Now, something our children might sleep on the floor. Did you ever make something kind of a makeshift thing on the floor?
A pallet.
Kids would sleep on?
Yes. I sleep that where I was laying down a while ago when you came here.
Really?
Just laying down on the floor.
You like to do that?
I'd rather do that and lay up in the bed. It's a whole lot cooler.
Why?
It's cooler. Sure is.
Well, can you tell me why it's cooler? You know anything?
Well, you see, it's more moisture. It came through. You see, that door stays open and that air go all the way through the house. See?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what makes it cooler.
Well, I'll be. That's an interesting invention there.
Yeah?
That's an interesting invention there you got.
Yes.
Now, we were talking about the land. You might say, if you expected a good crop from the land, you might say the land is very what?
Well, that's what you're going to look for.
You don't need fertilizer. You say the land is very
good.
Very good. It's very what?
Yeah, well,
fertile?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, land is made by the way you cultivate it. And land is produced stuff like you cultivate it.
How's that?
Well, if you just tear it out there and don't work it much, it ain't gonna produce much. And if you work it a whole lot and keep them weeds and things down like them weeds grow up there in that corn,
yeah,
that corn would have been better again. Yeah, it would have been better again. Now, if it wasn't so very hot, I'd like to tell you and show you some corn that we're cultivating.
What do you call the tops of the corn?
Them ass shoots.
Up at the top of the corn,
yes.
Is the what? It's up at the top of the stalk.
Well, that man, what you call toss it out. See, they tossing. But now I got some. You tall fella.
Yeah.
You can hardly reach the top of it.
You told me about that.
Well, it's right down on that tag.
Yeah.
And the years are like your own. And since it's getting dry, them years are pulling that stalk down. See, they were planted on the ground in the moon trying to help people boys make corn. And then it rained, and we couldn't get it planted like on the way to the moon like we should have. And then as rain, they couldn't cultivate it like they should have.
What do you call the trenches cut by the plow through there?
Trenches?
Yeah.
The metaphors?
Oh, I see.
Yes.
The stuff that comes out of the ear, you call that what?
Come out of the ear of the corn?
Yeah.
Well, now, when you shell that corn off, that's husk. It's from that cob, see?
Yeah, and then you get the kind of a long, silky type thing.
Well, that's the matter, long, silky, that ain't a thing, but that fur come between that corn, that grain and cob.
Yeah.
That silk from that corn and cob, see?
I see.
You had to silk it when you're feeding them, make roast deer, cut that off. You silk it before you started cutting it, you see, put all them silks out.
Roasting ears, that's when corn is tender enough to eat on the cob?
Yes. You can eat on the cob like that, or you just cut it off and fry it, do it.
Mutton corn?
Huh?
Mutton corn? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Fry them, put them cows, horses, cross over there. Since you've been gone, I fixed that fence down.
Yeah.
And got part of that other fence, but I ain't too many about to. It'll take me 2-3 days to go all the way around it. Of course,